This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, some guy in Texas texts us, not Texas, and he says, "Hey, did you hear about the bunker, John?" I go, "No." So, you know, the area's rife with Titan missile ones, and they're out past Wamego, you know, all the LSD.
Especially when you get out in Kansas, yeah.
In the 90s, they say it was built or made in the Wamego missile silo. I know a DEA agent who was there, and it was a guy, a really rich guy, redid the Titan missile silo, got his cooker. Eventually, you know, there's a couple of chicks involved, and it goes sideways. The dude gives himself up the cooker. They have to wait for the guy to come out. But literally, if you did LSD in the 90s, it came out of Wamego, Kansas. I'm talking about they supplied the United States with LSD.
Yeah.
And so these have been weirdo sought after ones. They've turned into survival shelters. They've turned into giant condominiums. We've got guys not far from Salina, I think it was, that they did the Vivos.
They're building like an entire community.
With swimming pools and gyms and security. Mm-hmm. And they're redoing it all. This one would be a... you know, work in progress. But here's the reason this thing is so great. All those other ones that were missile silos all had to be cleaned to a ridiculous degree. You have radon that comes out. You had fuel that was in those missiles that's super cancer-causing. You had, if they were armed nuclear weapons, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
You know, let's just say that maybe some of that's not exactly great.
That's not like a grape juice spill on the floor.
So there's all that if you do that in the remediation. But now, like this thing that's way closer to Kansas City, 45 minutes north, it wasn't a bomb. It didn't house missiles. It was a communications bunker, which means it didn't have any of the bad stuff, but all the good stuff. It's super kick-ass, and it just went up for sale.
Our next guest is a local businessman and entrepreneur who has listed one of the more interesting properties on the market, an underground bunker built inside of an abandoned missile silo in Polo, Missouri. And for $1.1 million, it can be yours. Please welcome Brendan.
Brendan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Johnny?
I'm good, man. I'm super excited about this crazy stuff, man. This is, first of all, it's way out of my price range, but that does not going to stop me from wearing you out with questions. You bought this. How much did you pay for it, by the way, if I may ask?
I probably like to not disclose.
Okay, but you didn't pay that much for it because you worked on it. You improved it.
You know, actually, the guys that lived there before me did most of the work. I really didn't do a whole lot to it at all. It's been, they developed most of it for the past 8 years they were living in it. So they kind of tore everything out and all the old motors and engines and stuff like that and kind of cleaned the place up. So
it looks good.
Fortunately, I didn't.
It's modernized. It's huge. Now, it's got six bedrooms. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's anywhere from four to six, kind of depending on, there's a weight room which could also be converted into a bedroom and another little office that could be a bedroom as well. So, but there's four bedrooms on the top floor there.
Now,
and then could be two more downstairs.
And you've been living in this for how long?
You know, I bought it 2.5 years ago, but unfortunately I was living out of state doing another project, so I wasn't really around town to really enjoy it much, but... I kind of put it up in the middle of the pandemic. So I figured if there was ever a time to sell it,
sure,
probably during the pandemic, and got a lot of interest in it. So I kind of took it off the market 6 months ago and moved into it, and You know, just been kind of seeing how much I enjoyed it before I, you know, decided to sell it or not.
Well, listen, it's a weird place to live, and it's not going to be for everybody because, first and foremost, there's no sunlight. It's all going to be artificial light, which doesn't sound like a big deal until you don't have it. That can be weird. But the thing that makes this so fascinating to me is it's not like those missile silos with the big blast doors that you normally see. This is a piece of property that there is a radio tower. It would kind of give it away. But then it's just your basic outbuilding. How big is the building I'm looking at where the car is parked? Like, is it 10 by 10?
Yeah, just over that, about 15. I think it's about 15 by 15. It's not big at all.
It just looks like a shed. Like, it looks like, well, you know, we see random stuff for water control, for electrical boxes, stuff like that. It looks just like a random utility shed. But once you go into that, that drops you down into the subterranean world, right? And we're talking about how many square feet possible, not just that you could live in, but just the entire underground property square footage.
Oh, there's about 11,000 square feet underground.
That's big. That's big.
It's a pretty big building.
What's the deepest part? How deep is the deepest part?
I mean, it's pretty much one big giant box, underground. So, I mean, you know, with about 20-foot ceilings.
But I mean, I guess what I'm asking you is, like, what's the lowest floor? Like, is it 30 feet below, 50 feet, 60 feet?
Yeah, I'd say about 40 feet.
Hmm. So you probably don't use a lot of electricity in terms of heating or cooling.
No, it actually does pretty well on itself, yeah.
And it's got 2 to 3 foot thick concrete walls and ceilings. It's got 3 or 4 feet over the top. It's got copper shielding against EMPs, electromagnetic pulses, where all you super weird, like they're coming to get us guys. Like, it's basically its own Faraday cage.
Yeah, it's unscannable by any sonar or radar or anything. And yeah, EMP blast proof, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and but just look, the goddamn giant stainless steel door alone, like the giant... That's just fantastic, man.
Yeah, that's the front door, and yeah, it's I think about 2,000 or 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, it's like a bank vault. No, the answer is no. You can't come in. it's fantastic. So that is that. So explain to me, when you walk in that 15 by 15 shack, what?
Yeah, you go down 3 flights of stairs, and
that's where that big door is.
You end up at that big cement door there.
Okay. And that's why I'm so fascinated by this. And it looks like the kitchen looks good. That looks very modern. I mean, that looks like it's been done in the last 10 years for sure.
Oh, yeah.
How's the bathroom? And like, because I'm just thinking, is it really livable? Like, it's not just a little fort.
Yeah.
It's really livable.
The whole place, they've got, you know, ejecting pumps that push everything out and up. So... it's got actually a well ran to it, so you got free water. It's got a 10,000 gallon stainless steel storage tank underground, so plenty of storage for water.
Right, and you know, if you didn't put any heat in it, what would the temperature be?
In the winter, I mean, it gets down to, I'd say, it'll get down to about 50.
And in the summertime, what's as hot? How hot does it get?
So far, the hottest I've seen it yet is about 72 is the hottest I've seen it.
So there's no air conditioning?
Not at the moment, no. You could easily put one. There's several fans in there. Never really needed anything above that.
But do you circulate air?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I guess, these are all, I know they may seem like ridiculous, childish questions, but I honestly, I'm like, how do you do this? Here's the weird caveat that someone's going to get hung up on. You got 11,000 feet, you got blast doors, you got concrete, and you park your goddamn car outside.
Yeah, you know, there's a shipping container out there. You can park it in there.
Yeah, no, but you're just like, God, $1.1 million. There's no garage, huh?
No garage.
Yeah.
Well, so, you got 10.5 acres above ground. You can build whatever you like.
And
that was kind of my plan, was to kind of hide that little outbuilding in a...
Yeah.
Three-car garage or something, and you wouldn't even know it was them. Build something on top.
Absolutely. Look, put the gnarliest-looking single-wide trailer or terrible-looking busted cabin, just where people in no way, shape, or form would think, oh, that's what that is. I mean, it really, yeah, no, that the misdirection would be the key with this. So you got this. Now, $1.1 million is a lot of money, but some people have it, and some people... You know, because I think Jake was telling me, are you also in the weed business now?
Well, I've been in the cannabis industry for several years, sure.
So why not use this as a grow?
You know, we actually applied for a license there, but I'm not sure if you followed what went on in Missouri. There was a lot of
grifting.
There was a lot of a lot of fraud going on, and
right.
a lot of people that should have gotten licenses didn't. So,
gotcha.
We did apply up there, but we didn't get the license. Now, you know, I could do a recreational grow until they did, you know, actually legalize everything here. But, you know, you can't in Missouri. You can't the amount that you can do in one building is kind of small. So you can only grow 18 plants. So it's quite a bit of space for 18 plants.
God, dude, there's so much. Like it's. It would be a shame to turn it in. Like, I'm like, man, if it was a bigger municipality, like, it could be an amazing haunt. Like, imagine this was a nuclear haunted bunker, like, that was open year. Like, you literally, like a professional haunt, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way it's set up, you have to drop down into it. I mean, what's the name of that? It's the series of horror where they have to go drop, always keep going down and kill all the monsters. You know what I'm talking about. And it's they've done, like, six of them. Anyway.
American Horror?
No, Resident Evil. Yeah, Resident. It's like it's straight Resident Evil, and I mean this really. But do you think someone's going to buy it to live in for $1.1 million, or do you think this will be a business? It has to be
a
business.
Quite a bit of interest on it right now. I mean, it's almost going viral.
It's still 1.1, man.
You know, 1.1. I don't feel like it's too much to ask these days.
No, listen, for people who have it, it's not too much. I just don't think most people have $1.1 million to live in a hole. You know, I mean, it's. Yeah. I think most dudes who are married to a kind of girl who's accustomed to having a $1.1 million home, she's like, and there's no windows? Like, it's, well, you know, let's face it, the right kind of weirdo, man. You got to be the right kind of weirdo if you moved in.
You sure do.
Yeah, and I'm the right kind of weirdo. Well, you know, you've heard the story about Wamego, Kansas Missile Silo, all the LSD that was made there,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And that's, believe me, don't, not you, but the rest of you guys listening, don't believe me. Google it yourself and read the story. It's worth reading because it's crazy.
Yeah, I believe in that one. I think he lined the walls in granite. He had so much money.
It was madness. Madness, man. And this thing is really amazingly interesting. It's only 30 miles or 30 minutes north of downtown. Nuclear war-proof communication center, so it doesn't have all the chemicals that the missile silos would have had.
No, uh-uh.
What about EPA, like radon and all that business?
No. It's clear of everything. It's all clean, yeah. I mean, these again, were more the communications bunker. This is more where the button got pushed to launch something.
Yeah.
Rather than chemicals and bombs and asbestos and all kinds of other crap.
So what's your hard lower number? Like, you take 150 grand.
Not even close. No, I won't drop it.
You shoot your shot, right?
Below a million.
I can give you 150. If you
tip your net worth, Johnny, you can do better than that.
Yeah. Let me tell you, if you believe that, then you should just go ahead and let me have this on my own recognizance. Please.
Well, you're welcome to come out and take a look at it.
Yeah, you. I think it's amazing. This thing cost $4 to $5 million to build in the '60s, which would be like $50 million today. Literally $50 million. Oh, yeah. But remember, that's government spending money, so I don't know where that goes into real life.
Yeah, basically you're not duplicating anything like this. I mean, the rebar in the walls as well is all webbed. So, you know, it's not just, you know, they don't just lay lines of rebar and cover it with cement. I mean, if you try to drill through the walls, you know, it's literally webbed where you probably wouldn't get through anywhere.
No. So tell me this, the part that's in the livable, what's the square footage of the living area as opposed to the other areas, or do you separate that at all?
I'd say there's probably about 2,000 square feet or so.
Because, I mean, there's some crazy rooms. As I looked at this, I'm like, I mean, the spare ones, like with the loft type entrance, and then they've got the big cinder block columns and the stairs that follow the wall. You know the room I'm talking about, the concrete.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you do with that, but it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I thought of putting a bunch of bunk beds and maybe Airbnb in it.
Yeah, but then you gotta host a bunch of jack offs. You don't want that.
Yeah, well, they can't really do a lot of damage to it. So
true story. You know, what you say is right. You know what? You ought to pretend doomsday bunker for people, Airbnb for dudes, and you just lock them in and you give them the whole experience. You'll wind up the sirens and you're like, you're all going to die. You were right. They were wrong. Never open the doors. And they get to live 2 days like they finally get to feel smart about all the money they spent on, you know, taking horse medicine. I think
something to consider.
Yeah, it could be pretty fantastic. I do love the idea that it's only... you know, just a few miles really outside of Kansas City. Everything else is really a good clip away, like 60, 70 miles. I mean, or
yeah,
more.
A lot of them are located in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you know, I grew up in Kansas City, so this one was perfect for me, really. I didn't want to, you know, drive into the middle of Kansas to be somewhere.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
Look, that pisses me off. Where did you get the money to buy this and do all this other stuff? Oh, yeah, you weren't in the radio. What other businesses? What did you do? What else do you do?
I've been a glass blower for about 20 years. I'm a diamond wholesaler. But cannabis extraction equipment is where I make a lot of money.
Oh, did you? Did you?
Sell brewery equipment as well.
Did you patent it? Is anything yours proprietary?
No, nothing patented.
But you say cannabis extraction. What are you saying? You're taking the CBD
equipment, labware. So I build laboratories, extraction labs.
Oh, you're definitely a drug dealer, facilities. Brandon. You're a drug dealer. Don't you lie to me. You got a bunker. You're in drug extraction. I'm like, ding, ding, ding. I ain't the smartest guy. Come on, a little bit.
Many moons ago.
Good man. Listen, let's make a deal. I can give you $150,000, maybe $200,000, and a couple motorcycles.
What kind of motorcycles?
I got a couple Harleys.
Yeah, you're a little short.
All right. Story of my life.
Maybe you can get some friends to pony up with you.
That's what I was telling. If I had four friends, I think we could do this. If we could get four friends, if we could just each go $250 on the thing, I think it would make it happen. Hell, my house is worth $250 now. Don't you want to live in Shawnee?
There you
go. Don't you want to live in Shawnee? Yeah. It's got brand new siding on it. I'm getting it painted right now. I think this, and by the way, if somebody wants to buy this or see it, how can they find this?
Oh, right. You know, right now I haven't put it anywhere other than Facebook and Craigslist. But, I mean, if you look up bunker on either of those, you'll find it.
What kind of a maniac sells a house on Craigslist?
The same maniac that's made millions of dollars on Craigslist.
Jesus Christ.
Well.
And I wish you were more fond of this morning show. You know, the kind of fun where you're like, go ahead, buddy. You've been a nice guy. You guys can use it.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great place for your new studio.
Yeah, this would be, wouldn't it? Have you ever thought about investing in a radio show? Trust me, there's no money. No, don't do it. You, listen, Brendan, if you're just joining us, Brendan is here with us. He's got the bunker home for sale up in Polo. T and I are completely tore up about this. Jake, I think, would like to go, too. And now, are you moved out of it now, or are you still living in there?
You know, I stay there. I travel quite a bit, so I'm only in town a little bit out of the month. So when I am in town, I'm there.
Well, I don't want to creep you out, but I'd like to come out there and see it.
Sure. No, I'd definitely like to give you a tour, man.
Yeah, no, that would be super fun, man. I'd jump on the bike and ride out. It'd be a nice ride. Like, in a couple weeks, when I get a little extra time, I really would like to come out and see it, man.
Sure. No, you've got an open invitation, man.
So, guys, now you know, Google Bunker on Craigslist or Facebook here in Polo, Missouri. And it is a 6-bedroom, 2-bath, 11,000 square foot house built in the 60s. It's a nuclear war-proof communication center. And this thing is killer. Like, by the way, here, it's Polo, Missouri. So, they just get that. So, listen, why don't you at least make money on it for a while, open up a business securing other people's money since they can't put it in the bank like they have in Colorado?
You know, somebody's actually already run that idea past me. So, yeah, there's been a lot of interest and a lot of different ideas for it. So.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty secure area. Nick, the reason I say it is federal banks won't accept drug money. Right. They're all worried about it because of the federal government. So you've got to find ways to secure it, and a lot of banks won't accept it. So right. You have to find secure places to put your cash.
Yeah, I like your idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'd probably knock a little bit off that top price, right?
Right.
I'm an idea man, Brendan.
So am I, John.
Difference is he executes them.
I know. That is a huge difference, is executing those great ideas. That really does. That's where the money comes in, isn't it, Brendan?
It is.
Yeah, I got to work on that. I got to work on that. All right, listen. Man, I do appreciate you talking to us. I think it's a really cool. And at the end of the day, and I don't know if you're just super caught up in business, but stop down and think, man, currently I live in a 1960s nuclear war-proof communication center. And that in itself is a pretty fun chapter in anybody's life.
Yeah, no, it is.
Is it creepy for chicks, or do girls like it?
Oh, girls love it.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, certain kind of girls be like, hell no, I'm not going to that goddamn building in the middle of the field.
Yeah, you say bunker, I say...
Well, imagine you tell her, you're like, no, babe, it's cool. And they get out there, and it's a 15 by 15 goddamn building, and they're like, Oh, hell no. 9-1. Like,
yeah, in the back of my mind, I already hear American Girl playing and somebody's going to knock me in the head behind their van.
Yeah, by the way, you should really put some kind of a cool, like a children's, one of those tubular slides, like in that building so you could do a super fast down in there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it helps get the drunk girls down there a little easier, too. I imagine them walking down three flights of stairs.
There's actually a little elevator.
Hey, what about the cell phone coverage? You can't get calls in there, can you?
Oh, yeah. No, I've got fiber down there. Now, if the fiber's off, yeah, you can't. There's nothing but Google Fiber. I've got Wi-Fi and everything down there. So
God, you could have amazing amounts of music, live music, and crazy noise down there.
Oh, yeah. No, we've had a few parties down there. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, I'm going to work my way up to that and get invited to those. I'll just come wander about for a minute and get to know you, and then after that, you can invite me to the parties.
Definitely.
All right. All right. Stay right there. I'm going to put you on with Jake. But hold on. Thank you for coming by, Brendan. You guys, you got 1.1 million? You want to live in a 1960s nuclear war-proof communication center? 10,700 square feet of awesome usable floor space that cannot be penetrated by a nuclear bomb. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you should say, let's just say you date that crazy chick. You're like, this is the only way. Shakunk. Right?
Yep.
Tell me you wouldn't love this. You don't even like people, Nick.
I don't, but I like outdoors, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. But you go outdoors once in a while, but you're going to need a periscope to make sure nobody's there.
Well, yeah.
You're like this. That's hence the camera. You're like, beep, boop, boop. 360 it. Good.
Maybe.
Good
maybe
to go. You just go straight up on your building where your little swimming pool. Because remember the 10,000 gallon tank
mm-hmm.
and the well?
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own pool.
I did yesterday, too.
But this comes natural. It just flows through, baby.
I think this has your name on it, and unfortunately,
you mean Mike's not going to move in here?
Probably going to take a little to sway him.
It looks very clean on the inside.
I cannot live with this. This I ain't living with.
It looks very clean.
That's this I ain't living with, man. Listen, I just got Belshi out of my house.
Get
you know what I'm saying?
Slide down, Roomie.
Yeah. And Lord knows, I couldn't get that dude to pay for anything. So I ain't got anyone.
You're invited for a party. You can see what you can't have.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would like, wouldn't you? Aren't you a little curious? You want to go?
Hell yeah. So
all right. You can go.
Yeah, I really do.
If you ride on the back of my bike and wear lipstick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.